as He is with us. And so just wanted to share some announcements with you before we get into the message this morning. First of all, I'd like to just extend my thanks and appreciation to all the individuals that are working behind the scenes that you often may not see. And so I want to extend my appreciation to Eli, who is taking care of all our technical things and making it possible for us to be live with you. And so, Eli, thank you so much. We appreciate all that you do. We also want to appreciate the praise team for their work and leading us in worship and bringing us into the presence of the Lord. And so to Dean and Brian and Kathy and Rhea Don, thank you so much for helping us to worship the Lord. Also, see the beauty of the sanctuary. I know many of you can't see the entire sanctuary this morning, but we want to say thank you to Lorna for the beautiful flowers and keeping the sanctuary looking so beautiful as we worship the Lord, and also for those who have donated the beautiful banners. I know you can't see them this morning at the back of the church that share with us in regard to Easter. And so we just want to say thank you to everyone that's working behind the scenes to accomplish the work of the kingdom. We are so grateful, and we thank you and appreciate you this morning. But we also want to know that, church, we love you, we appreciate you, and I am blessed to be your pastor. And so once again, thank you for the great church that you are. Well, we just wanted to share a few announcements this morning. We want to continue to think about our church extension project. We're still collecting storybooks for kids age 5 to 11 for the Shoals Elementary School. And so if you have those or want to make a donation, you can be in contact with Ann and she can help you take care of those things. And we appreciate, once again, your generosity. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about the Nipshin work team. And we did have a date scheduled for that, but that date has changed. And so at this moment, we're not exactly sure when that is going to occur. But if you're interested in being part of that work team to Nipshin, we'd appreciate if you would let us know. Also, we appreciate those who volunteer to mow every season. And it is mowing season once again. And so there is a list. It's quite of a virtual list right now. But if you're interested in volunteering to mow here at the church, if you would let Becky know, she'll add you to that list. And we would certainly appreciate that. And also, as far as we know at the moment, the men's spring campfire is still scheduled for April 24th at 6 p.m. And so we're hoping that'll happen, and we'll keep you updated as to whether that's not going to happen or if it's going to happen. And so we'll send that information out to you. And so we do hope this morning that that you are safe and well and worshiping the Lord. Today, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus, we come to the conclusion of the sermon series entitled, It is Finished, no pun intended. In doing so, we considered the last words of Jesus from the cross, and we'll discover that there's new life in Christ. Did you know this morning that duct tape is often considered the ultimate fixer? You might say, Pastor, why are we talking about duct tape on Easter Sunday morning? Well, stay with me and we'll share with you why. Truth is, people use it for everything. There's a saying in the duct tape world, if it can't be fixed with duct tape, then you're not using enough duct tape. I don't know if that's true or not, but nonetheless. I heard a story about a guy who didn't like going to the doctor. So he would often devise his own remedies for physical ailments. Once he had knee problems. And so, yeah, believe it or not, he wrapped his knee in duct tape. And still believes that it fixed the problem. Not so sure about that, but that's what he believes. I've even seen wallets made out of duct tape. I've seen couches held together by duct tape. I've seen a picture of a flat tire with the caption, "Who needs a spare when you have duct tape?" Many people believe that duct tape can make anything new again. How unfortunate, because the truth is, only Jesus can do that. That is, make things new again. Well, during the past 6 weeks, we have spent time together focusing on our sin and our need for a Savior. In the weeks leading up to Easter, the weeks of the season of Lent, they have helped us to recognize that our lives are filled with all kinds of broken things. Broken relationships, broken bodies, broken promises, and unfortunately, broken hearts. Believe it or not, duct tape has its limitations. All the duct tape in the world cannot repair these broken things. In fact, for brokenness like this, we need more than just a fix. We need to be made new again. Easter, the cross, and resurrection is all about God's work to make things new again. We need more than a bandage as we deal with our sin. We need more than a few minor adjustments to defeat death, hell, and the grave. Duct tape will never, ever do. Our lives are not a fix-it-yourself project. That's why Jesus Christ came and died at Calvary and raised from the dead. He came to make all things new again. And so today, as we consider the last words of Christ spoken from the cross and discover new life, John chapter 19, verse 30 shares with us this morning. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Join us this morning in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come on this beautiful Easter morning to continue to worship you, we ask, Lord, this morning that we understand these words from Christ, "It is finished," like we never have before. We ask that you would come and quicken our heart and mind, and that you would challenge us this morning to recognize not only our need for Jesus, but to recognize this morning that in Christ there is new life. And so, Lord, I ask that you would move upon us in a powerful way. We ask that you allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the preaching of the Word. Lord, we just ask that you would come and move in this place and move in their place as we encounter you and your Word this morning on this Resurrection Sunday. For we ask in your precious name, and amen. And so this morning, as we consider those words from the cross, "It is finished." Three things this morning I would like for us to consider. The first one is this: the final words Jesus spoke from the cross, recorded for us in John chapter 19, verse 30. Three words: "It is finished." This text for us may seem like a real downer for Easter. "It is finished?" Really? The last words of Christ is, "It is finished?" Yes, they were. That's exactly what Christ shared with us from the cross. And yes, we could easily interpret these words in a negative sense. We might take them to mean, "I'm finished. I'm ruined. It's all over. It's the end. I give up. There is no hope. But know this morning, Jesus used these words much, much differently. These words, it is finished, point not to an ending, but to a new beginning. It is finished means that Jesus' saving work is complete. His mission is fully accomplished. Sin, death, hell, the grave, and the devil are now finished. There is new life in Christ. It is finished. The saving work of Christ is complete. Second thing this morning I'd like for us to consider. The words, it is finished, have such meaning. And so what do they mean for us? We understand that the saving work of Christ is complete. But what do they mean for us? What they mean for us is new life. Can we share that together? Say that together this morning? New life? The truth is, because of the human condition, we need more than a partial fix. We need something totally new. We need Jesus. Jesus' death and resurrection mean that life can be new again. Not a patch, not a fix, but new. When Jesus said it is finished, His body was bloody and bruised, but not for long. Because we know this morning that He's risen. The gospel writers make it clear that Jesus has a new body. The first witnesses of the resurrection did not see a Savior who had been brutally tortured, battered beyond recognition. No, they saw and touched Jesus' resurrected, glorified body. He was not a phantom or a zombie. It was not an illusion or a dream. He was not a ghost. He had risen. He had not been bandaged or surgically repaired. He was not put back together with duct tape. His body was entirely new. And because of that, because Jesus is risen from the dead, our life through faith in Jesus can also today be entirely new. Today, right here, right now, there is new life in Christ because of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. Not just life, new life. Oh, I pray this morning that you're living the new life because of the cross and resurrection of Christ. Third thing this morning I would like us to consider. And that is, it is finished. God is making all things new. For us, it's hard to believe God is making all things new because we are so used to the old. We are so accustomed to the fact that at some point everything is finished, done. Gone. So in the old order, things break, crack, and die. That's probably why duct tape is so important to so many people. Unfortunately, we expect things to break. Take a moment this morning. Think about all the cracked and broken things that may be in our lives, such as relationships, our bodies, maybe even our families, our jobs, our crazy schedules, our anxious mind, and all the list would go on and on and on this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful this morning that God was not satisfied with just a fix. And He didn't just see us as fixer-uppers. But God desires to make us new. God is making all things new. He desires to make us new. Believe it or not, this morning, even for the duct tape community, duct tape is not enough. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "God became man to turn creatures into sons, not simply to produce better men of the old kind, but to produce a new kind of man." I want you to know today that God's desire for us, or God's desire for you, to make that more personal, is to be a new man or a new woman. The fact is that Christ is risen to claim you as His new creation. Not a fix or not a patch, but a new creation. Easter is not about self-help or self-improvement. God's desire is not just to patch us up. He desires to make us new again. Jesus speaks from the cross to us, "It is finished." The work of salvation. The work of making us new is complete because of the cross and the resurrection. As we come to a close this morning, I want to take a moment and share a story with you. There was a girl who suffered for years with serious depression. It was a dark period in her life. She did many damaging things. She hurt people she loved. She pushed her family away. She lived in a very unhealthy lifestyle. She went places she shouldn't have gone. Did things she shouldn't have done. One day she woke up in a stranger's house and had a sudden realization that this was a broken way to live. No doubt the work of the Holy Spirit. "What am I doing?" she asked herself. From that day on, she began to get help from her family, from her church, from Jesus, and from other professionals. She described those dark days as her old life, and these days as her new life. On the first Easter of her new life, the Savior's resurrection struck her in a whole new way. She had always known that Jesus rose from the dead, but now she saw the impact that truth could make on her life. She said, "Everyone wanted to fix me, and I hated that. But I found out that God didn't want to fix me. He wanted to make me new." I hope that's our desire this morning, to allow the Lord to make us new. When we see that God is making everything new, we understand we can't go back to the same old ways. They are finished. When you've met the risen Jesus, you must leave old things behind. And so I wonder today, what is one old way that must be finished for you? maybe an old habit, an old sin. For example, greed, impatience, or an angry temper, self-centeredness, maybe obsession over your career, your appearance, your name, and your fame. Maybe using others for your own advantage. And of course, our brokenness. These are just some examples of the old ways we must leave behind. Know today, they've been crucified by Christ for us. He overcame them at Calvary. He's overcome death and is alive today. And so I encourage you to put them away at the foot of the cross. So that when you meet the risen Jesus, you must leave behind old and broken ways. And we can this morning because He is risen. He's alive. There's new life today in Christ. All praise God that He came to us with more than a roll of duct tape. In Christ, the old way of life is finished. A new beginning is here because of His resurrection. Jesus brings us, brings you forgiveness, peace, and new life. Know today it is finished. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. The redeeming, saving work of Christ is complete. It is finished. And because it is finished this morning, because of the cross and the resurrection of the Lord, you and I can have life. And not just life, but new life in Christ. I hope this morning that you're living that new life. But if you're listening, watching via live stream this morning, and you don't know that new life, I want you to know that you can. Right where you are, right this moment, you can ask Christ to forgive you of your sin and have new life in Christ. I pray this morning that you're beginning and continuing a new life in Christ. It is finished. Christ is risen. He is alive with new life for you and for me. Praise team's going to come.